AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Supreme Court justices appear to be reluctant to break up an exhaustively negotiated agreement involving OxyContin maker Purdue Pharma that would shield members of the Sackler family who own the company from civil lawsuits. But the justices are also leery of somehow rewarding the Sacklers. Outside the court was Alexis Pleos, who lost her son to a heroin overdose.
We can't understand how could somebody actually negotiate the terms of their bankruptcy to not only be able to keep their billions, but also walk away from justice after they were responsible for creating the greatest epidemic that America has ever seen.
Under this deal, the Sacklers would contribute up to $6 billion to give up ownership of Purdue Pharma, but retain billions more. The company would emerge from bankruptcy as a different entity, with its profits used for treatment and prevention. Former U.S. Ambassador to Bolivia and Argentina, Manuel Rocha, has been charged with acting as a foreign agent for Cuba.
The criminal complaint alleges that for over 40 years, Rocha acted as a covert agent of the Cuban government.
Attorney General Merrick Garland says an FBI undercover operation led to the arrest of the 73-year-old Rocha in Miami. In Philadelphia, police say a man who had tried to steal merchandise from a department store returned 15 minutes later and stabbed two security guards, killing one and injuring the other. A storm dropped a mix of rain and snow on parts of New England. Some areas recorded more than a half a foot of snow, knocking out power for tens of thousands of people and causing slick roads that contributed to a fiery propane truck crash in Vermont. The Biden administration is sending Congress an urgent warning about the need to approve tens of billions of dollars in military and economic aid to Ukraine. This is AP News. Oxford University Press has picked its word of the year.
It's not really a word. It's part of a word. It's riz. And it's believed to come from the middle of the word charisma and can be used as a verb, as in riz up or chat someone up. That's according to the Oxford University Press. Riz is a popular term used by Gen Z to describe someone's ability to attract or seduce another person. It tops Swifty. The word situationship, which is an informal romantic or sexual relationship, and prompt, not the word for being on time, but an instruction given to an artificial intelligence program. I'm Shelley Adler.
For the first time in nearly 9 years, Arizona is number one in the AP Men's Top 25 College Basketball Poll. South Carolina remains number one in the women's poll. UConn dropped to 17, the lowest it's been in 30 years. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.